instead of a local despot, he found himself facing the back of a slender, hooded woman in white. She stood facing the view with a blue and white astromech droid at her side, and although she didn't turn to see who had blown in the door, he could tell that she was closely aware of his presence. He took two steps toward her and activated his comlink so Juno and Coda could overhear. "I should have expected that the Emperor would send an assassin," the woman said. "It's a coward's tactic."
"I do not serve the Emperor."
The woman turned and lowered her hood. Not a woman, he realized, but a teenager, barely his age, with brown hair hanging in looped ponytails over her shoulders. She studied him with a world-weary skepticism. "I told Captain Stern to spare me the charade, and now I'm telling you."
"No, really,"
he said, raising a hand to cut her off. "I'm here with Master Coda." "Master Coda is dead, killed above Nar Shadda. My father—" She caught herself.
"Your father?"
He took a step closer, putting several pieces of a puzzle together. Coda's friend. The very valuable item he was supposed to extract.
"How long has your father been feeding Coda information about Imperial targets?"
She looked at him warily.
"How do you know?"
"Master Coda told me himself. He survived Nar Shadda. We were sent to find you. I think you're supposed to come with me now." Her skepticism increased.
"I can't leave here. Not while the planet is enslaved."
"Is that what you're here for?"
"No!"
Her answer was clipped and angry. "I'm a senatorial observer appointed by the Emperor himself. My job is to oversee the construction of that monstrosity." She cocked her head at the view of the skyhook towering over the forest. "Once the skyhook is complete, the Empire will be able to shuttle Wookiee slaves in earnest. Entire villages will be taken off-world in a matter of days. R2."
The little astromech rolled over to the pair.
It projected a standard bluish-white hologram of a massive construct, circular in shape, with buttressed sides and reinforced anchors digging deep into exposed bedrock. The image rotated slowly in the air while Leia talked to the apprentice through her plan. "R2-D2 and I have been studying the skyhook from here. I think I know how to take it down. These are the moorings. Disable them, and the skyhook will detach from the planet, causing a chain reaction that should destroy the orbital platform before it can be put to use." The apprentice studied the image. "Destroying it won't stop the Empire for long. They'll just build another one.
Eventually, maybe.
But you'll give the remaining Wookiees a chance to disappear."
She folded her arms across her chest as though daring him to disagree. "Back the way you came, there's a tube transport that leads down to the forest floor. It'll be crawling with Imperials, clearing out the undergrowth, but it'll take you to the base of the skyhook."
"All right," he said. "But what about you?"
"My shuttle is still on the landing platform, I presume."
"Yes. But I won't make any promises about the pilot."
"What makes you think I need one?"
She flashed him a smile over her shoulder and added more gravely, "Please tell my father I'm safe."
"I will."
Then she was gone.